Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston, and Tropical Storm Henri is heading this way. We turn now to the director of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, Samantha Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. What preparations are underway now?
We've been working for the last several days preparing for the storm. You know, at first the track was heading towards the east and the Cape Cod and Islands, and it veered to the west a little bit. It's starting to shift back to the east. So we've really taken a statewide approach to our preparedness, working with our state partners and our local communities to ensure we have resources in place. We've been really pushing public messaging so that we have a prepared public and everything that we need to do to take this storm very seriously.
What is your key public messages that you've been, you know, you've got the chance right now to repeat those?
Yeah, so we hope that everybody has prepared up to this point. If not, there's some final things that individuals can do. I think there's two key messages. The storm, even though the winds are diminishing somewhat, we still expect some power outages, so we want people to be prepared for longer-term power outages. We also don't want people to get focused on the winds, and you know, whether it's a hurricane, a tropical storm, or whatever. These storms can bring a lot of water, and so the threat of rain is and flash flooding and coastal flooding paired with the already very wet summer we have had is a really key message. So don't drive through flooded roads, and just be prepared for very intense rainfall this afternoon and into this evening.
Let's tell us a little bit more about the dangers for drivers about those flooded roads. I mean, it doesn't have to look like a big flood, right? You've got to be careful to avoid really standing water.
Absolutely. No one should ever drive through any amount of standing water. It takes a very low, you know, amount to actually move a vehicle. It's just not safe for anybody to take that risk. We want the public to, you know, be responsible and make good decisions. That really helps with our overall response to this system, and it also keeps our first responders out of unnecessary harm.
Now, Governor Baker said he called up members of the National Guard. How will the Guard be deployed? What will they be focused on?
The National Guard is deployed across the Commonwealth in different, right now they're staging in different barrack locations, and they work with us to support kind of general public safety. They also have some kind of high water rescue vehicle capabilities. They can help with debris removal. So just kind of the missions that we anticipate needing with a storm like this. So, you know, how we'd respond to flooding, the debris from some wind that can lead to power outages, and all of that is things that the National Guard can help us with.
Now, storm surges are expected along the south coast, flooding, also inland flooding, central and western Mass. Are any evacuations planned or possible in the state?
Evacuations are always possible. There's nothing planned at this moment. Those are local decisions, and so we really encourage the public to also stay informed with their local public safety, their local leadership. You know, if a community has an emergency alert system, that individuals should sign up for that. So those will be very localized decisions with a forecast like this. We have no statewide evacuations planned, or but yes, as you've described, you know, 3 to 5 feet of inundation, storm surge is something that our coastal communities will be closely tracking. And then again, with those higher rain bands, higher amounts of rain and heavy rain bands in central and western Mass, you know, there could be some very localized, you know, intense areas of flooding and flash flooding that does require public safety officials in those communities to make some decisions.
Massachusetts Emergency Management Director Samantha Phillips.